As the weather turns towards summer, bee colonies in Idaho are starting to expand. Every year, old colonies split away from the hive and go looking for a new home. It's called honeybee swarming, and it happens every year from March through August. Mark Davis says this year's swarming is getting a late start due to all the wet weather. Known as Treasure Valley's Bee Man, Davis is the founder of the nonprofit, family-based Treasure Valley Bee Rescue, a group that will relocate swarms rather than exterminating them. Davis spends a lot of his time educating the public about what not to do when they spot a bee swarm. He says swarms are usually just resting and will eventually move on if left alone. Davis sat down with Samantha Wright to talk about bee swarming and how he became known as the Bee Man.
Well, what we do is we rescue honeybees. I've been keeping bees since I was 11 years old. My best friend growing up, his family were commercial beekeepers down in Southern California. Every time I'd go over to play with my friend after school, his dad would put us to work building beehives and frames. And so it's been keeping bees since I was 11. A couple years ago, I started Treasure Valley Bee Rescue, 3 years ago to be exact. We contacted all of the exterminators in the Treasure Valley and asked them if they would recommend our services. And every one of them said most definitely. And so we get probably between 50 and 150 calls summer or spring for people that have swarms of bees either on their property or in their structure.
So what is a honeybee swarm and how is that different from normal?
Well, the boxes that you see out in the fields, those are hives. In the spring, the queen starts laying a lot of eggs and she fills up that box completely full of bees. And then they signal it's time to swarm. So they'll start creating several queen cells along the bottom of the frames. And 3 days before those new queens are to emerge, the old queen will take half of the colony and fly off to find a new home. She has a real large abdomen, so she can't fly very far. So she'll get tired. She'll land on a tree, on a branch, on a car, or a wall, and then all of the bees that went with her will form up that cluster around her to protect her. And then they'll send out little real estate agents looking for a new home. The worker bees that are going out and scouting out new homes, they will actually walk every square inch of that void that they find, and then they'll come back. They will do their dance and tell the other bees in the cluster exactly how far it is, what direction it is, how large a space is, and they'll vote on it. They'll decide, yes, we're going to go with this one, and they'll all fly off to that new home.
So that's why you see these little bundles of bees just sort of all over the place, but you shouldn't panic.
No, never. They won't bother you. In fact, I've had thousands upon thousands of bees on me at one time. No stings. They're not interested in stinging you. All they're doing is trying to find a new home. The only time that you'll get stung from a swarm is if you spray them with water, you throw rocks at them, you do something to put the colony in danger. They're going to attack then.
So the best idea is to call someone like you.
Call myself or another local beekeeper. We'll go out free of charge, pick the bees up, put them in a box or a hive, and put them out in an apiary so they can do what they do best, pollinate and make honey.
Wow. Where do you put them?
Well, we have 23 apiaries from Ontario all the way out to Mountain Home.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you can
amazing.
Put a beehive anywhere.
So you try and get the word out to tell folks that, you know, it's not a bad thing. They're just flying by.
They're just flying by, and it's good that they let us know it so we can capture them, because if we don't capture them, chances are they'll go inside someone's wall, a hole in their wall, and they'll build a colony inside the wall. And then the wall has to be dismantled and torn open, and that comes into some costs then for the homeowner. So if people see a bee swarm on a tree or out flying, if they call us, we can get to them usually immediately and get them safely into another structure.
Why is it important to save these bees?
Do you like to eat?
I do.
One out of every three bites of food is directly related to the honeybee pollination. So without the honeybees, there'd be no fruits, no vegetables, no nuts. Our cattle and sheep and goats that we eat for food, their food has to be pollinated. So if you are a vegetarian or if you're a regular person eating regular food, the bees directly are responsible for the food that you eat.
Mark Davis is the founder of Treasure Valley Bee Rescue. He spends his summers rescuing bee swarms and relocating them away from people.